Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Barbecue Bob and I are down in the studio just itching to get out of here. There's a lot of great winter activities that are just kicking in right now. And beer drinking and grilling, that's not a winter activity. That's a year-round deal. But one of the winter activities that is kicking in is I live on a little lake, and I looked out back, and there were four guys out there on the ice last night right towards the end of the day. And I'm like, wow. Okay, I don't ever want to be the first one out there. I'm a little full-figured. I'm bumping right up against 250. So I need those guys out in front of me to make sure that ice is thick enough. And sure enough, they were out there. So I'm getting fired up. I'm going to do a little ice fishing this afternoon. It'll be the maiden voyage. But anyway, we got a guy on the grilling line right now that knows a lot about ice fishing and has created a cool little app that all our listeners need to know about. And besides that, he's a beer brewer. So this guy's got it all going on. Right now on the grilling line, we got Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery. What's up, Chaz?
Hey, Jop. Yeah, I had to stop at work this morning and make some root beer. We were almost out and got a big order coming in, but this afternoon I'm hitting the ice, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I've been waiting all year for it. It's just one of my favorite things to do in the winter. Get out there. It's relaxing. Watch that Vexilar or whatever piece of electronics you got and see if you can pull a gill through the line. Nothing better than fresh gills on the ice, man.
Yeah, weekend before last, you know, my fishing buddy Steph and I, we were up around Sand Lake, the Howard City area, bouncing around a few lakes, and we got our limit on a couple of lakes. We had some real good ice. It was early ice, so the bite was a little bit delicate, but we had a real great time, and we're looking forward to this afternoon getting out again.
Hey, Chaz, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bob.
I was checking out your blog last night. You've got some pretty cool podcasts. You want to tell the folks how to find that?
Yeah, if you go to MI Ice Guys, like the Michigan Ice Guys, .com, you can subscribe to our podcast. And we even actually have some help files on there on how to put it on your smartphone so that you can download our podcast episodes. And they're just like Randy and Bob talking on Saturday morning, except we do it on the internet. You can listen when you have time, and we really like to listen to podcasts when we're sitting out on the bucket fishing for those great crappie.
Yeah, my lake's full of them, Chaz. It really is. I can't wait till you can get out there and we sit on the bucket, maybe have a little bit of that root beer or some of that wonderful Schmoe's and do ice fishing. That's another reason why I like it is it's a sport where you can sit around, you get a little chilled, you can get up and walk around, warm the feet up a little bit, and you're still fishing. It's kind of cool. Tell us about this ice map concept you've got going on because that's really the crux of your whole Michigan Ice Guys in my mind.
Well, what we decided was biggest thing for a lot of people is where is their ice? Where is their safe ice? And so on the ice, miiceguys.com, we put in a map where we're asking fishermen to submit ice thicknesses as they find them. I've got it pulled up on my computer in front of me, and I'm seeing some 6 to 9 inches up in northern Michigan, but I'm seeing a whole lot of 3 to 6 inch lakes being reported in. Now, I know that my buddies came in and over here by Alto, they're got 5-6 inches over there, so I'm ready to go over that way, and I think maybe this week we ought to go up to your place.
Yeah, you're always welcome. You know that, man.
Yeah.
And, just make sure that I'm there so I can go with you.
Oh, I'll call you. I'll call
you. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you know, Steph, he's out fishing on the circuit. It's a North American Ice Fishing Circuit tournament weekend on Croton this weekend.
That's a lot of fun up there.
So the Crows are out there on the ice, and you know, they're going to be out there with all their gear and probably 50 or 60 teams, you know they're catching fish around here.
Yeah. Well, hey, Chaz, thanks for reporting in. Where can they find that ice map and your what's that website again?
MIIceGuys.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks for joining us, pal. We'll see you soon.
All right.
That's Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery. He doubles as an ice measuring guy.
Yeah, well, you know what? I love my brother Chaz. He's a great dude. If you go ice fishing with him, let him walk out in front of you, because if he clears, you're good, man. Chaz is a stout man, and he's a guy you want to ice fish with and let him walk in front of you.
You're just cruel. Chaz, I love you, brother. I'd never do that to you. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Anyway, we hung on to Matt Troutman from Blue Point because he brought so many tasty beers. I mean, we really only got to sample a couple of them, and we've got a couple more now. We're tasting a little winter lager right now.
Actually, it's a winter ale, to be specific. It's our winter seasonal. It's our regular winter seasonal. It's a robust amber ale, we kind of call it, or dark red ale. Very malt forward, a lot of toffee, caramel notes to it. Maybe some dark fruit like dates and raisins as well. Almost Scottish ale-ish, but not quite. So just a nice kind of
winter ale.
Yeah.
That's excellent. And you can find that in what? Spartan, Meyer, all over?
The Spartan stores for sure, D&W's, Family Fairs, but then, of course, any of the good craft stores as well, like Siciliano's, D. Schuler's, Schmitty's, like those places like that, yep. Too.
Cool.
You know, and they've got one that, if you weren't with us in the first part of the show, they've got one, Blue Point, it's called Toasted Lager. And I said that I'm fortunate as a grilling guy, we get given a lot of beer to try and break down. Toasted Lager is one of the few that I go to the store when I'm out of it. I go to the store and buy it. It's that good. This Blue Point Brewing Company, Long Island, New York. It's called Toasted Lager. It's got a gold label on it. Again, one of the big dilemmas in a microbrew store is when you walk up to that window and there's 100 different varieties looking at you, and do you look for the coolest label? Do you look for what somebody else told you to go get? But I'm telling you, go get some of that Toasted Lager. I'll stake my reputation on it. That'll be one of your favorite beers if you like lager beers. It's not a big, heavy IPA. It's more of a mellower flavor, but it's great, man.
You're doing the wrong radio show. You should be doing free beer and hot wings. You got the free beer part down. Okay. What other beers did you bring, Matt? As long as we've got about 1 minute left, Blue Point Brewing Company, Long Island, New York.
I also brought it. We do a small batch, kind of a limited release series as well. And our one that we came out around Christmas time was our Sour Cherry Imperial Stout, which is a big Russian Imperial Stout, whole lot of Russian Imperial Stout, 9% ABV, brewed with just a kiss of sour cherries at the finish. So it's very velvety, a lot of chocolate, black malt, roasted malt, but it's very smooth. Again, we hide our ABV really well, so you got to be careful with it. But something to kind of sip on at home, and maybe instead of actually eating a dessert, you drink your dessert on this case. But a great Valentine's Day beer, too. Got the chocolate and the cherries all in one package.
Excellent. Right. Thanks so much, Matt. Blue Point.
Thanks
you
for
made our
me,
morning, man. Good
hi.
To see you again.
Always pleasure.
All right. Listen, it's time for a little read on Hansen Feed and Seed. And we're talking about the best pellet stove made in America, sold right up in Greenville, Michigan, from our sponsor, Hansen Feed and Seed. They're on M91, just on the north end of Greenville. The phone number is 616-835-5078. They have Cumberland pellet stoves starting at $19.99. They're 84% efficient, and they burn any type of fuel you want to throw into them. Buffalo chips. Oh, well, maybe buffalo chips. But cherry pits, pellets, corn, wheat, rye. I wonder if they could burn brewer's mash. Maybe.
It'd make a good. It'd make the house smell good.
Call,
I guarantee that. Yeah.
Call Hansen Feed and Seed and check them out.
We got cold weather coming here in the next few days, and we're going to talk a little bit about cold weather cooking when we come back, and how to pick your proper entree when it's going to be icy cold on your grill. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we will be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.